Welcome to the Passporter Moms Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 294 of the Passporter Moms Podcast, Disney and Beyond. I'm Jennifer Marks, Passporter author and Passporter mom.
And I'm Sarah Varney, Passporter News Editor and fellow Passporter Mom.
The Passporter Moms Podcast takes you to Disney every week. We offer tips and advice for all travelers, with or without kids, going to Walt Disney World, at Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and destinations in the U.S. and abroad. So, hey, we're going to have another Cruise Line episode.
Yay!
This is like our fourth one in our little series, isn't it?
I know. They asked. So.
I know. That's right. I mean, and in fact, that's a good thing to bring up. We love to do podcasts about topics that our listeners are interested in. So if you have an idea or just something you'd like to, you know, hear our experiences with, definitely let us know at podcast@passporter.com. In fact, we got one recently. It was about you and I doing a podcast on how we got involved. Oh, how we started a podcast and how we got involved doing what we do, you know, writing books and being a travel agent.
Oh.
Did you not see that? Didn't I go to you?
Oh, I might not have seen that email.
Maybe it came somewhere and I didn't notice that it wasn't. So, but I think that might be kind of fun. We don't really talk about that sort of thing too often. It might be cool.
Yeah, people are just tuning in. They might not, you know. I always wonder, like, if people, you know, the people who are listening to us, like, you know, how did they find us?
Yeah.
Do they know the story?
I'm sort of
assuming that, like, if you're listening to us, you probably own a passporter, but, like, maybe you don't.
Yeah, you just, like, typed it in Disney into iTunes and, like, hey, Disney
and
podcast.
Right,
exactly. So, yeah, that might be fun just to talk about,
maybe that's what we'll do next week.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Wait, don't we have a guest next week? Or is it the week after that?
It's the week after.
Then awesome. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
Next week is school. The first week of school. A new school, which is, of course, what you had as well. So but I'm feeling a little nervous.
We've been in for a week already. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, not us. Not until after Labor Day here in Michigan. All right. Well, the Passporter Moms podcast is sponsored by our friends at All Ears Net. My understanding is that Deb is going to Italy
for her
Adventures by Disney.
She's already there.
She's already there. How exciting.
She's landed.
I'm jealous. Man, that's awesome. So new over at their site, they have more coverage of D23. So one of the things they have is the video on the virtual ride for the proposed Slinky Dog family coaster that will be in Toy Story Land. Is that what it's called? Okay. Whatever they're going to call it. I guess maybe they're going to call it that. I don't know. And then more information on Frozen Ever After in Norway over at Epcot. And then a general recap of D23. There's also news, and I think you're going to talk about this, which is FastPass Plus being available for Eat to the Beat. And then there are some packing tips for those bound for Disneyland in California. So check that all out at allears.net, and their videos are at youtube.com/allearsnet. All right, so what's our news this week?
So the big news today so far has been that Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater over at Disney's Hollywood Studios is going to start serving breakfast. Currently only available from November 1st through January 23rd, this is a test. So it may be continued past that date, but as of right now, it's just until January 23rd, 2016. They are taking advanced dining reservations. It is a table service meal, but it's sort of similar to the Be Our Guest meal in that
it's like price I can't say it.
They're calling it pre-fee. Yep, they're calling it sort of all inclusive. So it'll include a selection of pastries for the table, and then
you pick like an entree.
You get an appetizer, entree, and beverage. I'm guessing appetizer at breakfast is probably like, do you want a bowl of fruit or do you want a something like that?
Some side thing, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. So the price is $23.99 per adult, and that, of course, in Disney speak is anybody ages 10 or older.
Right.
And $12.99 per kid, which is, in Disney terms, 3 to 9. And again, it's one table service credit on the dining plan, and you can make reservations right now. So that's
interesting. Would you want to eat breakfast at Sci-Fi Dine-In?
No, but I have no interest in Sci-Fi Dine-In for any meal, so...
I like it. I'm just not sure about breakfast, but I would love to hear if anyone tries it. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear.
Yeah. They must be expecting crowds. I'm guessing, like, adding these things in.
So this is fascinating to me because they're doing it at Disney Hollywood Studios. Like, they're closing.
Disney's Hollywood Studios. But then they're adding.
It's not a breakfast.
And it's such a strange place. No one really wanders by and goes, oh, let's get some breakfast here. Right? It's kind of weird. I don't know. So whatever.
My suspicion is this is sort of. This is them doing this way in advance of when eventually Hollywood Studios is going to be a very hot morning destination. Because we all know as soon as Star Wars lands.
Oh, yeah. Everyone will be there. Everyone will be there, right? So,
theater is on the right side of the park for that.
It is, and then see whether this is going to work out or not. And then it makes a lot of sense.
That's my suspicion. But
I'd rather have breakfast at the cantina. I'm just saying, right. That would be. Sounds more like. Anyways,
okay. So moving on, PhotoPass is now being added to the My Disney Experience app, so you can purchase Memory Maker on the app. You can view all of your PhotoPass photos, including dining and attraction photos. You can find the nearest PhotoPass photographer if you want to have a family picture taken, and you can also link any new PhotoPass cards.
That's awesome. I love that. Find the nearest PhotoPass photographer. That's great. That sounds like a really good addition.
This is really good functionality. Mm-hmm. I think for the My Disney Experience app, because I have my issues with the app.
Yes, but still. Yeah. But still, very cool.
This is fantastic. So, and then, as you mentioned earlier, as was already reported on allears.net, the Eat to the Beat concert series has been added to the FastPass Plus system. The Eat to the Beat concert series takes place nightly at the America Garden Theaters during the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So that is starting at the end of this month. Oh my gosh, it's already September.
I can't.
So that all starts at the end of this month. So you can make FastPass reservations for the concert you wish to attend. There will be a special queue for FastPass Plus holders as well as designated seating. You should plan to arrive 20 minutes prior to whichever concert time you've chosen, and there are multiple concerts each evening. So,
awesome.
Yeah, and then in articles, we have a Disney Cruise Line review by Cheryl Pendry. When is the best time to board your Disney cruise ship? You know, popular thinking is get on that ship as early as is humanly possible because, heck, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
But there's actually a little more that goes into the decision-making process than that, and so Cheryl Pendry runs it down for us. And then we have an article by Dee Leon called Welcome to Disneyland. About sort of all of the different rides and attractions at Disneyland that can, make your head spin a little bit. So, in this case, it's a positive thing. It's not like, these are the rides to avoid. It's like, no, these are the rides that are, fun.
If you like that sort of thing. Okay.
So that's it. Password News comes out every week on Thursday and includes news, tips, all kinds of fun stuff. I'm always in need of articles. You can reach me at news@passporter.com and I will be happy to send you our guidelines. And we can always use tips, and those can be uploaded under www.passporter.com/desk. Click on my tips.
Awesome. Right. Thank you. This week, I am very pleased to welcome our special guest, Lori Ketcherside. Lori is a volunteer at church, wife to her Prince Charming, and homeschool mom to a pirate and a princess. She indulges in pre-dawn runs, soy hot chocolates, and pedicures. She loves books, bakes a legendary burnt chocolate chip cookie, pins vegan recipes and complicated crafts, which Lori has no intention of making, and helps plan vacations for future Musketeers. Her blog, Adventurer Mom, and articles in the Passport and newsletters grew out of answering questions to turn family and friends into cruisers and castaways. Welcome to the podcast, Lori.
Howdy, y'all. How are you guys doing?
I am awesome. I am so excited to have you on the podcast because you've been a listener and a contributor to our newsletter for a really long time, and now you're here talking to us.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre to be on this side of the wall, so to speak.
Well, I'm just glad I'm not the only person that pins crafts that I have no intention of ever making.
Hey, you do that? You have to look at the cute things.
I just think they're adorable, but I don't have crafty bone in my body, so I.
You say that, Sarah, but I've seen you've made stuff for Ryan recently that's really awesome.
What?
You made that outfit for him. Was it like Abraham Lincoln or something?
Make an outfit. Oh, I made a wig.
You made a wig. I have never made a wig in my life. See?
Oh, okay.
No, there we go.
The queen of costumes doesn't get to compare.
I have never been.
Hey, we've all seen that Snow White dress of yours. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Well, anyways, I wanted to talk about cruising, specifically suites, because you sent me a message saying that you have stayed in suites on the Disney ships, and neither Sarah or I have stayed on them. So we want to pick your brain and have you tell us all about the suites. Sound good?
Come with me and learn about the suite life and all that. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so for our listeners who may not know, the four Disney ships have awesome suites on them. So, and of course, you know, as you might imagine, suites are typically bigger and you know, have more amenities and stuff. So, Lori, what perks come with staying in a suite on the Disney ships?
A main one is square footage. That is one of the main things people think of when they think of square footage. But honestly, on the Dream Class ships, you can start with a family concierge suite, and that is the same size as the largest veranda suites or the largest veranda staterooms that are on the ship.
Right. The family staterooms in the concierge level are the same size as the family staterooms that aren't, right? Is that what
but
you mean?
With a very important difference.
Yes.
They get all the concierge perks.
Yes. Yeah, so what are the concierge perks?
Okay. Around 125 days before you sail, you will have the concierge either email you or call you to let you know that they are getting ready to take your cruise and make it super wonderful and magical just for your family.
Okay.
And that at 120 days, they can get you into all kinds of activities. If you like Pala Brunch, if you like private beach cabanas, if you want a certain seating for dinner, they will arrange all of that for you.
Yeah, then so that all starts. Take all the cabanas at Castaway Key.
Oh, they are the best, are they not?
They're awesome.
They are fantastic, but you pretty much have to be a suite guest to get one at this point.
Yeah, or a Platinum Cruiser, because isn't it the same time as the suites and the Platinum Cruisers here at 120 days?
120 days, yeah.
Right, so those are the two things. So.
They're both 120 days, but the difference is that the concierge guests don't have to stay up till midnight to look at themselves.
Which is pretty cool.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So they can book you all kinds of things ahead of time, but when it really kicks off is when you get to embark on your cruise and you show up and they have this concierge check-in desk. Mm-hmm. And so you walk right past all the people in the line and they talk to your children and they're super friendly and they get your kids a magic band so you don't have to go find that line. Mm-hmm. And they shuffle you off to the side and you get to hang out with the Platinum guests in a nice little lounge with a beautiful view of the side of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Until it's time to board.
Mm-hmm. It's like some kind of awesome fast pass through the terminal.
Is.
You know what
it
I mean?
It is like a fast pass for that.
Right. That is a really nice perk. I agree.
And then while everybody else is waiting out and mingling in the lobby and waiting for their turn to board the ship, and they're announcing the family of the day, what you don't know is behind that little glass wall, all of the Platinum guests and the concierge guests are boarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're actually
first.
Going onto the ship already.
Yep.
So that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. When you board the ship, there's a little bit of a different process for the classic ships versus the Dream Class ships.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Dream Class has its own concierge lounge. They escort everybody straight from when you board the ship up directly to the concierge lounge. Oh. And they start meeting with you.
I see. Okay. And what happens during that meeting?
That's when they will pull out your itinerary, which they will have discussed ahead of time, your palo, your children's appointments in the nursery, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they'll also tell you that there's a Frozen meet and greet and a princess meet and greet and tea parties and see if any of those interest you.
Cool.
And they'll start filling in your itinerary for you.
So is that meaning like as a group or does each family or each stateroom have a crew member to talk to?
On the Dream Class ships, there are three concierge. Mm-hmm. So you have a concierge team assigned to you.
Okay. I see. Cool.
And two of them are almost always available.
Now in that,
once rotating off.
In the concierge lounge, there's like snacks and drinks, right?
There are snacks, there are beverages, they can make your kids hot cocoa with the little Mickey sprinkles. It's very nice. And they're playing cartoons, so the kids have something to look at while you're discussing what day you want to get a massage or whatever.
Right, cool. So if you decide when you're on the ship that you want those things, can they, do they have any sort of, you know, priority to get you those things done or to get, you know, whatever it is that you need? Do they have, like, you know what I'm saying? Is it easier?
Let me tell you a little secret about concierge. We found out the day before we got to Castaway Cay that there was a cabana available because they decided to walk up and tell us and ask if we wanted one because they hold some back for concierge of the ones that get canceled.
That's nice. Did you say yes?
Oh, yes, we did. It was awesome.
Yes. It was... Well, I don't know. Maybe you didn't say yes. I don't know. We love the cabanas. No. Okay. That's really cool. Yes. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that, so they knew.
Offers you a cabana. Yes.
You say yes.
I know. Well, that's, that is really cool, actually. Because it's not like, you know, that would be a service that, you know, non-concierge guests would get. You know, unless you were like maybe on a wait list, which that did happen the first time. I told them I really wanted to go and they put me on a wait list. And then when it became available, they called me. So that worked out. But, you know, they had to know I wanted it in the first place. Yeah. So that's really, that is a really cool. So what other perks are there to staying in concierge?
Well, they have a concierge reception one day during your cruise, which will be, again, desserts, light snacks, drinks, that kind of thing. Like a happy hour kind
of event. Like alcoholic drinks too?
Yes, like alcoholic drinks too, fruity beverages, anything you could order up on deck, they have for you.
Okay.
That's all included.
That's cool.
But as much as you're like, there's food everywhere.
Oh, right.
Why would I do this? You show up because you're going to have one of your Disney characters play host for the event.
Oh, wow. Cool. And so it's a great chance to do like a meet and greet for, because they're there, right?
That's we have had Donald and Daisy each host one. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's always generally one of the Fab Five, but not usually Mickey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that's really cool.
Your mileage may vary.
Of course. Yes. Okay. So what are the differences between the Suites and the Magic class ships versus the Dream class ships?
I'm going to explain the difference between the Walt Disney Suite on the Wonder and the Walt Disney Suite on the Fantasy, because those are the two I'm most familiar with.
All right.
The Magic and the Wonder, the classic ships, are really laid out to comfortably sleep seven people because they have 2.5 bedrooms as well as a separate visiting area or a family area with a table for breakfast and a nice little video room and then a separate area that can be yet a third sleeping space. So that works really well for extended family situations, like if grandma's coming with you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Fantasy works really well for one nuclear family because it has one very large master suite with one very large visiting area.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on the Fantasy, for example, your children's beds will fold out of the wall in the main living area and be behind curtains, but it's not really ideal for a large extended family, and that's why they say that the suite on the Dream class only sleeps five people.
I see. Okay.
So that being said,
go ahead.
The Fantasy is humongous.
Okay.
The suites on the Fantasy are ridiculous.
Yeah. They're really cool.
They're awesome. I'm fairly certain the veranda is larger than some of the staterooms I've stayed in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
yeah. So.
So the Walt Disney Suite, which by the way is category one, for anyone.
Or R.
Yes, true. R. Sorry, stuck in the old fashioned ways. Okay. On the Wonder is better for maybe an extended family, whereas the one on the Fantasy is better for like a like a, you know, a more intimate family situation because of the way that the beds fold out into the living area and the social area, right?
Both still have two bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do it so long as you realize that one of the two couples involved is going to be in a bed behind a curtain.
Right, right. But then the ones on the Fantasy, the Dream and the Fantasy have hot tubs.
Yes, they do.
Which they don't have on the Magic and the Wonder.
Yes, they do.
Which is, I don't know, to me that's like a huge thing. So,
my daughter called it her own little pool.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? It's That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so what is the best part of staying in a suite?
Best part of staying in the suite? I could go with the concierge cast members. Oh, you have no idea. Okay, if you have a regular Disney cast member, and then you rolled them in pixie dust, and you had Mary Poppins train them how to treat you, that's what the concierge cast members are like.
Sounds pretty good.
They're sweet, and they're helpful, and they're wonderful.
That's awesome.
If I had to pull out a favorite moment of concierge, if you're in the royal suite, you're allowed to room service Palo for dinner.
Right, you are, which is that's amazing. Yes, you are.
Which is amazing, but because me and my husband were considering this last trip a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing on the fantasy, we were like, we should let our children share this with us. So we got to have our kindergartner and our second grader eating Palo in their pajamas in our suite with us.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
It was
Did
so
you have
funny.
Soufflés? That's my favorite part.
They had soufflés and they had, oh goodness, what are those even called? Scallops. And so my son has decided that in the world of food, there is chocolate cake down at the bottom. And then chocolate chip cookies. Uh-huh. And then way up, there is scallops. And just above that is pepperoni pizza.
Wow. You like scallops. So, that's awesome.
They were really good, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. So I think that there's a couple other perks that we might have missed staying in a suite. They deliver goodies to your stateroom on like a daily basis, don't they? Yeah. Which I think is pretty
that
cool.
That depends which ship you're on.
Oh, it does. Okay.
It does. If you're on the classic ships, they deliver daily goodies to your room. If you're on the Dream Class ship, they view the open concierge lounge as kind of filling that niche of delivering goodies to you.
That's a good point,
But they still, the concierge cast members who are hanging out in the lounge will make sticker books for your kids to play with and all that kind of stuff while you're in the lounge. So you still get that like little perk.
That's really cool.
Just differently.
Yeah. And then on the Dream Class ships, there's a private sun deck, isn't there, for concierge guests?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Did you ever use it when you were on there?
I did. We really enjoyed it because it was kind of a cool and breezy cruise when we were going because it was the beginning of December. The concierge sunglass has glass walls all the way around it, so we still got the benefit of sunbathing without feeling like we were getting blown off the top deck.
Right. That sounds pretty nice. Am I missing any other, are there any other perks that we didn't cover?
There are so many little pixie dust bits that like you can't, it's not the same from cruise to cruise.
Right.
But so, unlimited internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get unlimited internet in the Royal Suite.
That's a big perk.
But it's a big perk. I spend way too much on internet when I go. Like, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And debarkation. Did you know they do different things for debarkation?
So what do they do for debarkation?
So if you talk to your concierge guests or your concierge cast member on the classic ships, they will come pick you up and walk you past the line and directly into debarking.
Wow, that's nice.
If you're on the Dream Class, you all meet at a certain time. It was 7:45 on our cruise, but I'd imagine that varies cruise to cruise in the lounge. And they just walk everybody down and pass the line, and you get off the ship when you're debarking the last morning.
Right. That's nice. That's nice. So, I don't like sitting around and waiting. Although, honestly, I rarely do because I'm usually eating. We're usually still eating breakfast.
Me and my mother-in-law have the same theory on leaving the ship, which is you hold on to something, and when they pull your cold, dead fingers off of the ship, you can leave.
Yeah, I'm not one of those who's, like, waiting there in the lobby, ready to sprint out when the doors open, and, you know, when they announce the all clear or whatever. No, I'll just hang out to the last minute.
Yep.
It's always sad to leave the ships. I love Disney cruises. All right, so we ask all of our guests on our podcast what your best tip for first-time cruisers would be.
Oh, can I give you three quick tips?
Yes, of course you can. Go for it.
Okay. Number one, everybody should know that Mickey bars are available from room service, but if you order Mickey bars and the chocolate chip cookies, you can make your very own Mickey bar chocolate chip cookies sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I never thought of that. That sounds really good.
How did that never occur to me?
You love ice cream sandwiches.
That's genius.
No, their cookies are the best. I love those cookies.
They're so good when they're warm.
That is a really good tip. I've never heard that before.
I am so trying.
Yes, it is. I am so trying that next time. And I'm going to take a picture. Like, and I'm going to tag you in it.
Yeah, I'm counting the days to April.
I want pictures.
I will take pictures. Okay, what's tip number two?
Tip number two, book a placeholder. They've made it super easy to do this. You don't have to have a date anymore.
Right, that's right.
You can just book a placeholder and get all the advantages of the 10% off and an onboard credit and that kind of stuff. Yep. Without having to nail down a date.
Right.
And you have 2 years to use it. So just book it and thank me later.
Yep. That's a great tip. And what's number three?
Sarah, this is for you. Do less, enjoy more.
Thank you.
Because my first cruise was 3 nights and I tried to do everything and it nearly killed
poor
me.
Poor thing. Yeah, that's hard to do. 3-night cruises are so short.
They are sad and short.
Yes.
I mean, they're awesome compared to no cruise.
Well, that's right. I would take a 3-night cruise over nothing any day.
That's right.
But yes, yep. That's right. Do less, enjoy more. Awesome advice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing all your tips about the suites with us. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for everything you do for Passporter and all your newsletter articles and everything. It's awesome.
And tell our listeners again where they can find your blog.
Yes, please.
If you want to hear more about Disney cruising, actually a lot more about Disney cruising, I would love to see you over at adventurermom.com.
Awesome.
And leave me a message.
Great. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right, in our community corner, we have 4 listeners celebrating something this week. The first is member Deborah W. She says, my daughter and I are going to Disneyland. It's her first visit and mine first since 1987 for Labor Day weekend. We will be running the 5K and 10K together, and I'm also doing the half marathon. We're not really celebrating anything except the end of summer and having a great time before she starts her 3rd year of university. And that's on November 2nd. That's tomorrow. September 2nd.
That's awesome.
Wow, 5K, 10K, and the half marathon. Ooh. You go, Deborah. That's amazing. And member Sid Ship says, my last trip was 2 years ago after a 10-year Disney gap. My husband had so much fun that he is ready to go back again. I have spent the last 8 months diligently planning our 2-week vacation. Wow, 2 weeks. For the two of us. I was lucky enough to nab free dining. I'll finally get to try to be our guest. And I have FastPass Plus selections to be excited about. Toy Story Mania can't escape me this trip. My husband loves spending a day or two renting sailboats and other watercrafts, so we plan on doing that again. I have loved the planning stages, but I am so looking forward to a relaxing trip. Don't worry, my planning still allows for a lot of fun to be had and no stress. We will also be celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary. Thank you both for your amazing podcast, newsletter, Facebook groups, and most of all, the Passporter Guide to help us all enjoy the happiest place on earth. That's awesome. Have a great time at Disney World. Two weeks. I'm super jealous.
2 weeks. I know.
Member Goofy Boy's Mama says, hi, Jennifer and Sarah. I'm excited to tell you that I'll be celebrating my 46th birthday on a Disney Wonder this September. We will be on the 10-day cruise to Hawaii, and my actual birthday falls on the day we are in Kauai. My husband, our 2 sons, his mother, and her best friend in Vancouver... We'll also be on the ship. We'll be traveling for a total of 18 days, and our itinerary includes Seattle, boarding in Vancouver, the islands of Hawaii, 3 days at Aulani, and Las Vegas. I had to order extra Passporter pockets to keep it all organized. This will be the trip of a lifetime, and we'll fulfill a dream for the seasoned ladies with us. I plan on taking tons of pictures to share with my fellow Passporters. I'd like to give a shout out to Cheryl Pendry for inspiring me with all her Hawaii pictures and trip report. Thanks for all you do, especially your smiling voices on the podcast. Aloha. Oh my gosh.
So now I really have trip envy.
Oh my gosh.
Sydney, your trip sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But Angela just beat you.
It's not a contest. Oh my gosh. I would take any of those trips.
I would take all of them. Beyond thrilled with either of the above.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
But yeah, I've never been to Aulani. That sounds super fun.
Ugh.
Have have a great time.
That's amazing. Let's do this. I'm envious. We just took a moment and basked in the glory of your vacation. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
And member Jimmy Kinn says, my fiance and I are celebrating our anniversary on September 8th. We have been together for 9 years, I think. It says, I think. It says that. And she opened my eyes to the magic of Disney. Never wanted to go. Can't get enough. I don't even mind going with her parents. Well, at least he's honest.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it.
Thank you, James. And happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary and happy wedding planning. Yes. He said fiance, so.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. He said fiance. Sorry. That's true. They're going to get married. That's awesome. And then we have two emails. The first is from Tracy. She says, life has been getting in the way of my regular podcast listening routine lately. And so when I finally got back to some me time, I loaded up the backlog of Passport of Podcasts. I was 15 episodes behind, but was not going to let that deter me. There I was, all alone in my kitchen, cooking dinner, when I heard my name mentioned. I started to pay more attention while I was slicing the onions and listened as you read out my then upcoming plans to celebrate the life of my late father. Hearing you read it out brought it all back to me. And while I was a blubbering mess, sobbing over my onions, with nobody to share my emotions with, as you mentioned each thing I was planning to do, all the visuals hit me all at once, and again I felt a thrill and sense of loss that this trip now means to me. We had reserved viewing for World of Color on our first night, and at the end of the show, we all hugged and said that my dad would have loved it. My son and daughter and I had the most wonderful trip, albeit with some tears along the way. We are closer than ever now, although every now and then a conversation starts up along the lines of, when you die, we are going to include this, insert favorite attraction here, for our trip to Disneyland. And then we all laugh and remember my dad. I played the podcast to both my kids, and they, like me, were overcome with the memories of our journey. Thank you, girls, for this and everything that you do.
Now I'm getting all teary again.
I know. I don't want to say I'm sorry that you cried, but I'm happy that it made you like, I don't know. I can't even put it into words. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for letting us know too. We appreciate that.
I love that idea though. Like someday, yeah. I'm totally going to use that with Ryan. Like, okay, someday when I die, you need to promise me that every time you go to Disney World, you will ride Soarin' as long as it's there in perpetuity and use the single rider line at Expedition Everest. That is my bequest to you.
Okay, I want to know the reaction when you say that to him. Okay, Mom. Or he'd be like, oh. You're not going to die.
He would look at me cross-eyed and be like, okay. I can tell you right now what the reaction would be. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I love that idea. I think that's fantastic.
I do, too. And then our last email is from Jim. And he says, hello to my favorite Disney women. I am going to Walt Disney World for a long weekend in October for a father-daughter weekend. We are really excited. We are doing a split stay, Old Key West and Bay Lake Tower. And it is the first time I have ever done a split stay, even though I have been to Walt Disney World more times than I can count. I know you have talked about this before in past podcasts, but will Disney move my luggage for me to the new location during my stay? How does that all work, and do I need to do anything before we arrive to make sure the move happens smoothly? Thanks so much. Love the podcast. This is a really easy one to answer.
I know. It could not be any easier.
Right. So you don't. All you have to do is let Disney know that you're transferring to a new resort, and if you're staying at Old Key West, so you call up, you know, luggage services that's on the phone, and they will get your luggage, and they will tag it, and they will give you a little. There's like a little tear off on the bottom. Goodness, I think they're still doing that. I don't think they've upgraded to anything electronic there yet. One day they will. There are stick little barcodes on there, your luggage. And then you just go off and do whatever you want. And then, you know, you go check in at Bay Lake Tower and, you know, you can let the cast member that you talk to, assuming that you don't have, you know,
Direct to room check-in.
That's the word I'm looking for. You can let them know, or if you do, you just call when you get to your room. You just call on the phone. You just call baggage services or luggage services. I mean, on the phone and say, "Hey, I had my luggage transferred, and here's my number." And then they bring it to your room, and it's all. That's it. Yep. I can't think of anything else to tell you about it because it's that easy. It really is.
Other than you might want to keep a couple of, you know, ones on you to tip the, you know, whoever, on both ends.
That's,
you know,
right. Tipping is good.
Yeah.
When they pick it up, when they drop it off.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, though, it's two quick phone calls, you need to do in advance.
No, it's not instantaneous. It's not like they, you know, it's over there in 15 minutes. There's no, if you're going from one resort directly to the other, you know, if you have like a car,
it'll take a few hours.
So, you know, make sure that if you have any medication that you need to have during the day, you keep that with you. Anything else that's important. Most people, including me, they just go to the park for the day. And then at the end of the day, they go to the new resort and that's it. They just check in, call for your luggage, and then they get it and that's it. So it's really easy. Have fun. That sounds like those are two great resorts. All right. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our podcast. So next week, we're going to talk about us in our podcast what we do. That sounds like fun.
Sounds very strange. We're going to talk about us.
I know. We're going to talk about us.
About a half hour. Yeah.
We talk about us. We just don't really talk about a podcast or a passporter or being a travel agent very often. So that'll be interesting. Well, that's our show, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more news and answers and listen to more podcasts at passporter.com/podcast. And thank you so much to our show sponsor, All Ears Net. You can support us by also supporting them. Talk to you next week.